Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
All right, welcome into Monday. It is April 29th, the last week of April, if you can believe it. Hopefully, we're going to be done with this severe weather that we've kind of, severe might be the right word to describe it. Had some weather moving through overnight and into this morning. I'm Kim St. Ange, filling in for Mark Cox while he is out in Italy, actually, on a lovely trip. And so, in the meantime, Scott Jagow is stepping in my place.
That's exactly right.
And
happy to be here.
Hopefully, he's eating a lot of delicious pasta and bread and wine.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
It's a two-week trip, so we'll be holding down the fort this week and next week. Carl Mittleman here, of course. Sue Thomas has been busy because, like I said, we did have that weather that woke me up overnight. It sounds like there are some issues on the road which are to be expected, but I haven't heard of anything major yet.
No, I haven't heard any damage either. I haven't looked it up. I will look it up, though, in terms of the outages, if there are any.
I do see a trash can that fell over outside of our studio here in downtown, but we will rebuild. We will, Scott.
All right.
I'm not trying to poke. I shouldn't be poking fun at that because there was some crazy damage. We're talking death. Four people died in Oklahoma so far. I think one person died in Iowa because there were
tornadoes. Oh, yeah, those tornadoes are
yeah.
nasty.
I think they said over 100 tornadoes in six or so states. But it seemed like Oklahoma, Iowa, and Nebraska got the worst of it. Homes just leveled. And if you watch the videos that you were mentioning earlier this morning, Scott, of those funnels online.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the one from Nebraska looked like it was CG from a movie. It was crazy. By the way, I just looked up, only about 2,000 people without service, and that's kind of normal. So no major damage to report from the overnight storms.
And is that the St. Louis metro you're looking at?
Missouri? I'm looking I guess at it'd both be Illinois okay. and Missouri.
Oh, that's not so bad. So both states.
Not many
this area. Okay. Yeah, that's never fun when you're waking up without power, but yeah, hopefully they get their lights back on. And just thankful that we didn't have as severe of weather as, you know, some of the folks had across the country.
I don't think it was that windy.
No.
I think that's the issue there.
Yeah.
It was a lot of thunder and lightning, but I don't think it was very windy overnight, and it's not windy now. So.
No, it's a lot calmer. Even this morning I drove in, it was pouring rain, and it's definitely calmed down now. We have a lot going on this morning. Anthony Blinken is in the Middle East. He's trying to strike that ceasefire deal with Israel and Hamas. And we'll be curious to see how that shakes out this week. We have Hans von Spakovsky coming up at 6:20. And I have questions to ask him about the Supreme Court immunity case, because, of course, they heard arguments last week. And now Lindsey Graham yesterday is saying, you know, I think this is going to be sent to the lower courts, and that's where this case is going to be decided. What kind of impact is that going to have? Is this a good thing? I'm going to pick his brain about that coming up in about 10 minutes or so. But now let's get to our top stories, Carl.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
So Joe Biden goes on a surprise Howard Stern interview, shocks everyone, and he's like, yeah, I'll debate Trump. You give me the day and time, location, I'll debate him.
It's an attack on our states. It's an attack on our families. And it's an attack on our young women and girls. We will not stand for this.
I love this. This is the state of Oklahoma telling Joe Biden that he can basically shove it after his administration rewrote the rules for Title IX and said that it's completely fine if boys want to identify as girls and go into their bathrooms and locker rooms.
My Weekend Update co-anchor, Michael Che, was going to join me here tonight, but in solidarity with President Biden, I decided to lose all my black support.
Oh, it's funny because it's true, and we all know it. That was SNL's Colin Jost at the White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend, taking some swipes at Trump and, you just heard it, Joe Biden.
Do you think that Hamas should release the U.S. and Israeli hostages?
To be honest, I think that's like a little bit of a, I don't know, I'm not sure I agree with the framing of that question.
Explain how framing the question differently would make you respond with yes. The terrorist group that brutally raped, murdered, and took all these hostages shouldn't have to release them.
October seems like such a long time ago, according to these people.
They would like
they
us
forgot
to forget
what happened
that.
In October.
They think it didn't happen. When I've listened to sound bites of people who are protesting, these pro-Hamas, I'm going to call them pro-Hamas protesters because that's what this really is. They half the time don't even know why they're protesting. They sit there and say, you know, you guys saying that they raped women or that they basically burned babies alive, that didn't really happen. Yes, it did. Where are you getting that information that tells you that that was a lie?
TikTok.
Well, thank you. TikTok. That's yeah. where, sorry, Gen Zers, I feel like I pick on you a lot, but that's where a lot of the Gen Zers are getting their quote unquote news these days. So 100 or so people were arrested over the weekend at Washington University's campus, and that included the Green Party presidential candidate, Dr. Jill Stein, and about 23 or so current students and 4 faculty members. They've all been released from jail, shocker, but supposedly they're going to face some charges, is what I've heard.
Yeah, well, they got criminal trespass warnings and they're banned from campus, technically, although I don't know how that works when you have professors who are have to go to work.
Right. Know. I think
it's
finals
week. I don't
know how
they're going to enforce that or why they would enforce it, but still. Yeah, and I don't, you know, the university says they thought there was the potential that it could get dangerous and out of control. The protesters said they were just eating snacks and being peaceful.
That's so what they were doing. They were eating snacks.
That's exactly what they said.
That's why police arrested them.
Yeah, they were eating the wrong snacks.
You said you were gluten-free.
Yeah.
You're arrested. This group of like 300 or so people, which, by the way, has to be a lot of people from different parts of the country, different schools in the area that just want some social cause to stand behind, came here marching from Forest Park to campus and setting up tents and refused to leave and held their hands saying, you know, hold the line, hold the line. And, you know, hats off to St. Louis PD, 3 officers. Now, I don't know if that's all St. Louis PD because there were surrounding departments.
Oh, there were
helping.
Six departments in total. And the other thing is that Washington University is a private college, so it's private property. And, you know, I understand the freedom of expression and First Amendment rights and all that, but at some point they had had their protest. That's when the police came in because they were asking them to leave.
Multiple
and they
times
wouldn't leave. They actually were
hours.
Shouting, "We're not leaving, we're not leaving."
Right. So,
okay, well, that's what happens. It's called trespassing.
I've questioned WashU in a lot of circumstances, but I appreciated that there was action taken because I feel like in some cases, in some cities, universities, these have gone on way too long and they're too lenient trying to cater to these pro-Hamas protesters. So I appreciated that they arrested people. Now, I hope that they actually face those charges, because when you're chanting things like death to America and you're trespassing on private property and refusing to leave, that's a problem. So, and of course, Megan Green, who was there, Board of Aldermen president, you know, it was the police. That's when it got violent. We were all singing Kumbaya before that. They're holding hands. No, you're in La La Land, Megan Green. Stop talking about this. And it drives me insane. Coming up, we have Hans von Spakovsky. We always talk to him on Monday mornings. And this morning, I'm excited to get his thoughts on this SCOTUS immunity case. If it does move to the lower courts, what does that mean for Trump? We're talking to him after the break. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my legs.
I think the court's going to find that presidential immunity exists for President Trump like every other president, but you got to be within the scope of being president. I think they'll send it back to the lower courts to find out exactly what actions fall within presidential immunity and what are considered personal. I think that's the way this will end. It will be some immunity for some of the actions.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
All right, we have Hans von Spakovsky, as you just heard it, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, joining us this morning. Hans, good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you, too.
I wanted to get your take on what Lindsey Graham said on CNN yesterday. This whole immunity case with the Supreme Court, where they were talking about it last week, and we heard that it seemed as though they were going to lean toward giving him at least some immunity. Well, now Lindsey Graham thinks that this is going to be sent to the lower courts. What would the purpose be of that? Is that a good thing?
Well, I think his analysis is correct. First of all, you need to understand the Justice Department was taking an extreme position when they were there. Their position was no immunity of any kind from criminal prosecution for any, even for official acts that the president carries out while he's president. And the justices were extremely skeptical of the protections that the Justice Department was claiming, because the justices, for example, Justice Alito and others were saying, well, doesn't this give, as Kavanaugh said, creative criminal prosecutors, in other words, abusive prosecutors, the ability to go after, you know, political folks they consider their political enemies, you know, former presidents? And the Justice Department lawyer was going, oh, no, there's all these layers of protection in the criminal justice system to stop that from happening. Keep in mind that as this DOJ lawyer was saying that, Donald Trump was not at the Supreme Court. Why? Because the judge in the New York criminal prosecution wouldn't allow him to be there. So they were pretty skeptical of the Justice Department. I think it's pretty clear that what they are going to do is say, yeah, there is immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts. And the issue is going to be, how do you determine when a president is acting in his official capacity as opposed to his personal capacity? And the Supreme Court, I think they'll lay out the test for that, and then they will send it back to the lower court and say, here's the test. Figure out of these federal indictments, when was Trump acting personally? When was he acting in his official capacity?
So what does that mean for, say, the Jack Smith case? Because if I had heard that the Supreme Court could make a decision by, like, the end of June, and that would at least delay the Jack Smith case, and if they ruled in Trump's favor, that it would essentially do away with it altogether, how does the lower court then, you know, as far as coming up with those rules and how you determine that, how does that change the timeline of that, say, Jack Smith case?
It delays it even more, Because if it goes down to the lower court will have to make a determination on what was official, what was personal. And the issue is that this is an extremely liberal, biased trial judge who's been assigned to this case. And I have no doubt that she will basically say, oh, everything was personal, nothing was official. And you know what's going to happen at that point. The Trump folks will appeal it again.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll go back up through the appeals process because they're going to disagree with whatever her assessment is. So there's just no way, I don't think, there's going to be a trial even this year in this case.
Which I'll say is a win, right? Because I'm just hoping that it's not before the election, which I know is what they really wanted.
Yeah, that is not going to happen.
You brought up the New York case, and I'm glad that you did. They're not apparently in court today. I knew he was in court 4 days a week, but I thought Trump's one day off was Wednesday. Do you know of any reason why they're not having court today?
Well, I'm not sure, but I suspect it's because the prosecutors keep going to the judge saying you need to put a gag order on the president because he's criticizing us and he's criticizing witnesses. And the judge keeps not issuing a decision on that. I suspect that what may be happening today is he's trying to decide what to do about that.
Well, I'm just curious how this is going to shake out with testimony, because you've got that the guy with the bank who is saying that he played a part in wiring that $130,000 to Stormy Daniels. And I don't know that the testimony, even from David Pecker, has really been enough at this point.
So far, all the testimony, including from Pecker, I haven't heard a single thing described that was illegal.
Right. That's criminal.
Not one.
Right.
No.
Right. And let's be real. So many people do that. This nonsense,
yes,
with him paying off to not have that, the stories out there. I mean, all of the major networks surely are doing that. So, again, as Mark would say in his honor today, it's hogwash.
Well, I have to agree. And so far, this DA has not done a very poor job of presenting a case. But,
yep,
you know, he's counting on a biased jury.
Yep, absolutely. Hans, we always appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
We're back with a check of business.
Follow the show on Facebook. Facebook.com/The Mark Cox Show. You're listening to The Mark Cox Morning Show on St. Louis's home for conservative talk.
I appreciate all the raining-related songs today.
I'm going to have to give up on that because it has basically stopped raining.
It's just
raining.
Cloudy now, Carl.
Carl played
the last one.
He played Rihanna, the Umbrella song, and I'm like, is that because Mark's gone? By the way, I'm Kim St. Ange filling in for Mark. And I'm like, is that because Mark probably wouldn't like that song? And you said, no,
it's
rain-related. Which,
and then we had Eddie Rabbit.
Yeah.
Love a rainy night.
There's always every single song that Carl picks, there's a very specific reason for it, which is kind of a fun game if you think about it. You can try to guess why you're playing that particular song.
This will be the last rain song, I promise. Okay. It's Willie Nelson's birthday, too, so you'll be hearing some Willie later.
All right.
91 Willie Nelson.
Wow.
Looking forward to that, Carl. I don't know that song, but I'm just going to tell you.
You'll
know
the Willie Nelson song.
I'm not good with names of artists. All right. Like I said, I'm Kim Fainas. Let's get to Nicole Murray. Nicole, how you doing this morning? How was your weekend?
Morning. Good. I was up. I was at him, but I'm already on my second latte this morning.
Ooh.
So what does that tell you?
Your latte? Do you guys have a latte machine there?
No, I bring in some like pre-made stuff. So yeah, I'm bougie. I can't do just like the regular hot coffee out of the coffee maker anymore. So
fancy. Carl Middleman actually is the one who makes coffee for everybody
coffee
in the morning.
But just like regular?
No.
Like,
so it's two houses.
He's going to talk this up to you now, Nicole.
And one flavored. This week, the flavor is French vanilla.
Oh.
We used to have grog, but we ran out and we're waiting for it to come back.
I appreciate it every morning, though, when I come in. So
because it's already made by the time that she gets here.
But you know what, ooh, Carl? I think you need to now make us lattes.
We do not have a machine to do that.
Okay. Well, we'll put an idea
really
in the suggestion box.
You could do iced. I'm just saying, you don't really need one.
Yeah, Carl, do iced coffee.
Okay, you send me the recipe and I'll take care of it, Nicole. And I'll send
you
it to you in Jersey.
All right, how's it looking out there, Nicole?
So futures are slightly higher after the S&P 500's best week since November. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 153, the NASDAQ up 316, and the S&P 500 up 51. A car crashed into the corner of Gus's Pretzel Shop at 1820 Arsenal Street. The business was closed at the time of the accident, and the driver has been arrested. Gus Kobe, the third-generation owner of Gus's Pretzel Shop, says most of the damage occurred in the break room. The food hotspot is normally closed for business on Sundays and Mondays, and Gus says he hopes to reopen the pretzel shop tomorrow as planned. Walmart in Shrewsbury is taking out its self-checkout lanes and is moving to employee-staffed checkouts only. Walmart spokesperson Brian Little said the move is to enhance the in-store shopping experience for customers and is part of the company's plans for improvements to stores across the country. Little would not say if other local Walmarts would follow suit. Boeing has announced that it closed a deal with aero supplier GKN Aerospace and its parent company Melrose Industries for its plant in St. Louis. The deal immediately transitions GKN site operations from fighter jet programs to Boeing aircrafts. The purchase saves about 550 jobs that would have been lost if the Hazelwood Parts factory had closed at the end of this year. And more from Boeing. Boeing has begun laying off employees at its Michoud assembly facility in New Orleans, and more job cuts could be on the way. The plane maker added it is working to reassign as many employees as possible to minimize job losses. This news comes after NASA delayed the launch of its Space Launch System rocket by nearly a year. The Federal Trade Commission has announced Williams-Sonoma will pay roughly $3.2 million for violating an FTC Made in USA order. Williams-Sonoma was charged with advertising multiple products as being made in the U.S. when they were in fact manufactured in other countries. In addition to paying the penalty, the seller of cookware and home furnishings will be required to submit annual compliance reports to the FTC. And finally, a new fashion trend has emerged, pea-stained jeans, and it is exactly what it sounds like. The pants made by Jordan Luca feature a dark stain in the groin area that appears as though the person wearing them has peed themselves. According to TMZ, the jeans, which range between $600 and $800 per pair, have already sold out online.
Why? Who's buying that? Is that supposed to be a fashion statement?
Yeah, so it actually was used on the Milan Fashion Week runway recently. So it's out there in the fashion world. I don't really get it, but you could technically make that for free on your own, I'm just saying.
So there's pea-stained pants. Are there on the other side of the pants? Are they selling those too for $700?
Just wear them backwards.
No.
Not that I've heard of, but I will bet you that now that you have said that, someone is actively working on it.
Seriously, I question people's fashion habits and their willingness to pay a ridiculous amount of money for really ugly clothes.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed, but it's a great conversation starter, so there's the silver lining.
And when you're at the water cooler today, everyone can talk about their pea-stained pants that they're going to be ordering. Thank you for enlightening us about that, Nicole.
You are so, so welcome.
We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks so much. Okay. Well, that's just weird. Seriously. Pea-stained pants, guys. Why? No. Just stop.
I didn't even have that in other news.
How
but
dare
it should
you?
Have been. How did I not find that?
I'm going to go order some. Hold on. During the break.
Don't do it.
I have like a minute. I want to talk about this song. Okay. I don't know if you guys know Afro Man. You know Afro Man, right?
Yeah.
The rapper. Okay. So he has this song right here called Because I Got High. Well, now he has remade it and released it a couple days ago, I should say. He's making fun of Hunter Biden. Is this the new version? Oh, you have to go to the new version.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He was gonna get his laptop fixed, but Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna show all them dick pics, but Hunter got high. He should have let Hillary bleach his whole hard drive. Yeah, hey, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high.
Da, 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 da. Carl's been singing that song all morning.
Thanks a lot.
Why did we stop it? Fantastic song.
No, that's all you need.
You should listen to the whole thing,
I'm good
though,
for the day.
Because it's really, he has some really funny one-liners in there making fun of Hunter and, you know, all that there is to talk about with Hunter.
He's
but
running
then,
for president, you know.
Okay, I can't take that seriously.
Well,
that's like saying Elmo's running for president. Like, I'm not just not going to take that seriously.
Afro Man's running for president. His one issue is federally making marijuana legal. If you could imagine that.
He definitely
would you
does
have been surprised
have
if I would
vote.
Have said getting rid of the income tax?
I thought you were going to say something with like incarceration rates because I love the song. At the very end of that song, because Hunter got high, he says something like, now imagine if he weren't just a rich white guy. So there is that. I'm not saying I love what Afro Man stands for. I'm just saying it's a catchy song.
Because you know Mark Cox loves all the marijuana protections.
Well, I don't either. So I'm right there with Mark. But that's a pretty fantastic remake of a 2000 or whatever it was year.
2000.
That 2000? Okay, I'm right. Still to come later on this morning, we have Real or Fake News with Carl. We have Brian Westbrook. He's from the Coalition Life Organization talking about ways we can have conversations, constructive conversations with those people who are very pro-abortion. And then at 7:45-ish, we're giving away Stevie Nicks tickets. So you want to make sure you're listening. That is coming up on May 7th at the Enterprise Center. But after the break, it's another news with Scott Jagow.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show on St. Louis's home for conservative talk.
The world is a vampire.
The Mark Cox Morning Show on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
Go, you know this, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
All right, let's get started. Be careful with your facials. Federal health officials say they have the first ever cases of people contracting HIV from a cosmetic procedure. Three women were diagnosed with HIV after getting vampire facials at an unlicensed New Mexico medical spa. Bad idea. A vampire facial, get this, is a platelet-rich plasma microneedling procedure. It involves drawing a client's own blood, hence the vampire, separating its components, then using tiny needles to inject plasma into the face to rejuvenate the skin. People will do anything to look younger.
The needles were dirty.
Of course. I'm assuming that's it.
Was the unlicensed facility in an alley?
I don't
behind
know.
Behind a dumpster?
I don't know. Probably.
I've never gotten a facial. But yeah, I will not
either.
Be going to New Mexico to get them now.
Or an unlicensed clinic.
Also that. Do people know they're unlicensed, though? Do they go thinking they are, and then they leave and, oh, they have now
I'm
the HIV.
I'm guessing it probably looks kind of sketch.
I yeah, agree with that. yes, I don't believe it's a deceptive thing.
All right, you go to a ball game. The signs say objects may leave the playing field. Last night, an errant bat flew into the stands at Fenway Park and struck a fan.
Ooh.
He was wheeled off by the medical staff. The bat nearly hit a pizza vendor. And then last week, a Brewers pitcher was walking on the field during batting practice and took a line drive to the throat.
Oh.
Former Cardinal Tyler O'Neill got 8 stitches a couple weeks ago after running into a teammate. So I guess baseball's now the new hockey.
Oh, my gosh. A bat flying through the air? Did it hit him in the head?
I think so.
I mean, hopefully at least he got to keep the bat.
Yeah, right.
There are already baseball players that can camp bats.
No, I'm talking about the fan. Oh. He's talking about the fan.
You get wonked in the head. Is that a word, wonked? I just made that up.
It is now.
Yeah, I would hope you get the bat if you get smacked in the head with a flying bat.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you sell it.
Exactly.
For thousands of dollars.
To pay for your medical bills.
Yeah.
All right. 2 military horses are on the mend after a wild incident last week in London. It happened near Buckingham Palace. 5 horses spooked at noise from a building. 4 riders were thrown, and the horses ran through the streets, galloping loose on London streets during rush hour, colliding with vehicles.
They're military horses, and they were spooked by a noise?
Yeah, well, horses spook easily.
But that's a problem. Peacetime. Shouldn't those horses be trained to not be spooked by, I don't know,
I'm
random noises?
I'm not sure
noises?
If you can train a horse not to spook. Yeah. I've been around enough of them. I don't know if you can.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a big horse racing guy. Have you ever seen anything like this? Or?
Well, I've seen horses spook for sure. Mm-hmm. And they run off and, you know, you try to catch them. But
that would be hard to be the one to have to go
they're predator.
Catch the
I mean,
horse.
They're not predators. They're prey animals. And they can see almost around the back of their head, which is why you never stand behind a horse. It's the worst idea in the world because you will be kicked in the face.
If you Google my name, one of the stories that will pop up is me getting bitten by a horse.
Oh, yeah?
Live on the air.
Oh, really?
They were saying you have to train the person, not the horse. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm letting the horse lick my hand.
Right.
And live on air, the horse grabs my hand and I had to yank it out of its mouth, trying not to react. And the owner, the trainer's eyes basically bugged out of his head because
you spooked it.
Well, I was being stupid and should not have had the horse licking my hand.
Is that a bad thing?
But that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have an open palm when you feed them. You don't actually try to stick a carrot in a horse's mouth.
So after all these years, I blame myself. I should have been blaming the horse.
Well, probably because you did the right thing. You're supposed to put your palm out, and they grab whatever you have in it. But never try to put anything in a horse's mouth. That's dangerous. And also, I want to repeat: don't stand behind them. All right, who is the best tree hugger in the world? A Ghana man studying forestry in Alabama set a world record for the most trees hugged in an hour. You want to take a guess at how many trees he hugged in an hour?
I don't know. How many would you hug in an hour?
I'm going to say an hour. That's a long time.
75?
150. No, because I'm thinking like 60.
How far apart are they?
60 minutes in an
Drew
hour.
Drew is really breaking this down.
Like at least 400.
So can you give us some? 400?
You guys are way off. Way.
I don't know. I'm with him. I think that's probably it. Hundreds.
We need to know more details about how far the trees are apart.
Well, if you're going to be, you're trying to set the record, you're going to the forest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the Tuskegee National Forest, and the rule was that he had to wrap both of his arms around each tree in a close embrace without causing any damage to the tree, and no tree could be hugged more than once. He hugged 1,123 trees.
Wow. I said 75.
I could break that.
Drew says he could break it.
I'm not good at guessing. I'll just say that about myself. My family makes fun of me for it. Not my thing. All right, thanks, Scott. Coming up next hour, we have Real or Fake News and Brian Westbrook with Coalition Life. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.